It's Black History Month, a time to reflect on the contributions of Black people in Newfoundland and Labrador, and to address racism. Recent controversy sparked by a Munn professor's use of the N-word and regarding an assignment that was circulated to junior high students about the pros and cons of immigration has some advocacy groups concerned about the provincial government's approach to tackling racism at its core. Dr. Giwa, a Nigerian-born Canadian citizen and professor at Memorial University, says activities that help white people recognize their privilege is moving in the right direction.
I think particularly because of the event with the public execution of George Floyd, it's really raised a certain degree of social consciousness and awareness within the population in Newfoundland and Labrador. My interest is trying to normalize the conversation around racism so that, you know, when it happens, we can denounce it, we can call it out, and people don't feel kind of awkward.
The Ministerial Committee on Anti-Racism is tasked with developing the necessary tools to stop racism in the province, including changes to public education.
It's important for the minister to kind of understand the individual pieces, but I think they should not be doing it to the detriment of looking at systems and institutions, because a lot of the challenges that we are having as individuals are also very much woven into the systems that we all encounter as a collective. And I think that also needs to be very top of mind for them as they move forward.
Tom Osborne says the process of changing the curriculum takes time and is complex.
We can't have a student sitting in a classroom who's a newcomer to this province feeling like the classroom is debating whether or not they belong. We are mid-year in a school year, so you simply can't just pull that curriculum today and not have something to replace it with.
While both Minister Osborne and Dr. Giwa agree there is still much work to be done, Giwa insists that in order to treat anti-racism as a serious issue, the system needed to support it requires its own department within provincial government.